During Rav Chalap, the book Razili, and our topic is Bein HaMitzarim. We're talking about the 3 weeks. Hasimcha HaTemuna B'mei Bein HaMitzarim. The happiness that's hidden in these days, the 3 weeks between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the days we call Bein HaMitzarim. B'tuchim Anu. We are confident that these days will become days of happiness. Certainly Tisha B'Av. We know that Tisha B'Av is the day that so many tragic things happen to the Jewish people. The Midrash says Hashem is going to overturn Tisha B'Av. It is going to become a day of rejoicing and happiness. It's going to be a day of Yom Tov, Mo'adim Tovim. And because we know we're headed there, so we sense that happiness, that potential that's going to be revealed. When we speak about spirituality, so the concept of past, present, future are non-existent. Right now, we and our state cannot connect to that happiness that'll be in the future. I am stuck here today. I am stuck without a Beit Mikdash. I am stuck in the here and now. So in the here and now, the only way to connect is through the tools of Avelut. The Avelut, the mourning, is what can be used to uplift us and arouse us to miss that which we don't have in the here and now. And through the Avelut, we become better people. When we say, hey, my life is not whole, I don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so then I start missing the Beit HaMikdash, I become a better person, I become more connected, and then I merit to see the happiness of Yerushalayim. One of the main reasons that in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, the people would not listen, they weren't willing to accept the rebuke of Yirmiyahu, is because they sensed jubilation. They lived in a time where things were great. And whatever he told them and tried to paint the picture that there's a tremendous tragedy about to befall them, they saw the good in that too. And they didn't realize that that good would take years to come. That rebuilding would take millennium to come. And they thought that we're headed for good times. Tisha B'Av is a time that's going to be great. And that's what we look back at them and say, they had good intentions, but they weren't ready to listen to the prophets because they wanted to connect to something that wasn't in the here and now. They didn't listen to the prophets because on some level, they connected to something much better. This concept that Rav Chalap is touching on, it's deep. It's also a concept that lies within us. This idea that we strive for a great good. And we feel like it's there. And when I say great good, I don't mean a great good time. I mean a life of great goodness. There is a light that we aspire to. There is this constant drive within us that says, I can get there. There's something good that I can still get to. Something more complete, something more whole. We sense that yearning for something positive. And we were right in that sense. We just have to remember we're still here. And in the world we're in, well, we have to deal with the here and the now, and the building and the process and the problems of today, and not just think about the greatness of tomorrow. Some of you might have had a chance to meet those people that are very, very connected to concepts of greatness that they sense down the road. They're not completely crazy. Sometimes they're a little crazy, but they're not completely crazy. There is such a concept. We just have to realize that we're bound to the here and now. And if we don't realize that, that's when destructions can come from a lack of focus. If when you're driving, you're looking 30 feet ahead, and you're not noticing the car in front of you, that's dangerous. Says Rav Chalap, on the one hand, it's true to realize where 30 feet ahead is. On the other hand, our job is to deal right now with the here and now. Okay, Michal, this is way too long to upload. What? You send it to who you want, don't put it on the list. Don't put it on the group though. Okay?
How long was it?
4 minutes.